Steve Reed. Hey, thanks for being here, Steve. Steve has been with the Lansing State Journal since February 2012, and he spent the last 18 months looking into Lansing Township's much-delayed development of property north of the Eastwood Town Center and the huge financial strain that's put on this small part of our community. Steve, this was not an easy project, I wouldn't think, because it's pretty complicated. But, you know, tell us first about Eastwood Town Center, because I think most people think of it as the shopping center.
Sure, Mickey, thanks.
There's more to it than that.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I think most people in the capital area think of Eastwood as the area in the northwest corner of US 127 and Lake Lansing Road. There are about 200 acres there, and the center 30 acres is Eastwood Town Center. The remaining roughly 160 to 165 acres were assembled by Mike Ide. And the project that I've been looking into is the Heights at Eastwood, which is approximately 14 acres of the 165 that Mike Ide has leased to Lansing Township's Downtown Development Authority for an economic development project.
Now, when people go up there, they go to the movies, and this is sort of what's in back of that, isn't it?
Right. On the north side of the cinema, there has been constructed over the last 5 years a Hyatt Hotel, some luxury apartments owned by DTN, a parking ramp, and most recently another hotel, Fairfield Hotel.
Now, why all of this development there? What was the point and the goal?
Well, the township fell on hard times when the General Motors plants, it had two General Motors plants, and they closed, and they had success with Eastwood Town Center. It was generating a lot of tax revenue, and they wanted to build on that. In 2005, there was a economic development study that suggested creating a pretty diverse a neighborhood north of Eastwood Town Center. Their goal is to build taxable property to expand the tax base.
So they really became the developers in a sense.
Right. Mr. Ide owned the land. The Downtown Development Authority signed a 99-year lease for the DDA to develop the project on about 14 acres.
Now, this was always a stretch, though, wasn't it? I mean, because Lansing Township is relatively small, and that they went into some significant debt to make this happen.
Well, the project, when it was talked about between 2005 and 2010, the price tag started around $10 million. The next time a figure was discussed, it was $14 million. And by the time they voted, the Downtown Development Authority Board voted to incur long-term debt, they were borrowing $22 million. They're borrowing $22 million by selling $22 million worth of long-term bonds.
And that, in theory, I mean, based on the initial plan and the ideas that this would be a popular development and easily leased, would have covered probably what the basic expenses and repayment. It would have been enough money to do the job, but
right.
It didn't work out that way, though.
Right. Well,
it?
The financial projections said that the town center would be operating. I'm sorry, the Heights at Eastwood would be complete and operating within a couple of years. The bonds were sold in late 2010, so the town center the Heights project was expected to be underway, not underway, but open for business sometime in 2012. And it was, according to the financial projections, going to become profitable in 2013. And basically, it was going to be a relatively straightforward project that was going to be so popular, it would be paying for itself quickly, and none of that happened.
So where is it today? What's the status? Because, you know, we've had problems. I mean, you know, we're still coming out of the Great Recession. There's shortages of workers. I mean, there's lots of things that affect the construction industry and even the retail industry. So what do we have there now?
Well, we have a project that is complete as it was initially envisioned, in that there is a Hyatt Hotel that is connected to a parking ramp that is connected to luxury apartments. Across the street from the front door of the Hyatt, there's an approximately 11-square-foot building that houses a steakhouse, a wine bar, and a pizza restaurant. The problem that has developed at the Heights at Eastwood is it was always going to pay for itself based on leasing out about 88,000 square feet of commercial retail space. Mm-hmm. Under the parking garage, under the apartment building, and then the 11,000 square foot building. The available space has remained largely vacant, so it has never generated the rental income that was anticipated, and that is what has really complicated the situation.
Well, now this is really difficult for the township because it really doesn't have deep pockets. So how does it deal with that? I mean, it thought it would get all this revenue to cover its costs. It went out and sold bonds. What has it done to, deal with this shortfall?
Well, let me explain it this way. When the project was delayed, and it was delayed for a variety of reasons, everything that could go wrong seemed to go wrong. And so the income wasn't coming in from leasing out the space. So the DDA asked Mr. Ide, and on behalf of his LLC, if they would delay the first ground lease payment. The initial ground lease payments in the 99-year lease are about $1 million a year. So the 2012 and 2013 payments were delayed, and then it got to be the end of 2013, and the DDA's executive director, Steve Hayward, asked Mr. Ide if they could defer the 2014 ground lease payment as well.
So essentially, they've cut new deals with the owner of the land there.
Well, this deferral of ground lease payments couldn't go on forever. Mm-hmm. And here we are nearing the end of 2016 with the retail space still empty. So something had to change.
Well, now I understand, though, it's part of these deals to sort of, bridge over the losses and things until they can get this up and going. They've also given part of the project back to Mike Ide, right? I mean, initially, he had no ownership, and now gradually his nose is put into the tent, and he's gaining ownership of this property.
Right. That's what the change was, is that when the DDA couldn't make $1 million ground lease payment, Mr. Ide took an equivalent amount of equity in the project. And that agreement, and they reached an agreement to structure this, and his ownership stake is capped at 20%. But unless the project leases out its space, the Heights is going to continue to have problems, and of course the problems reflect carry over to the township. The township has backed the first $22 million in bonds with its full faith and credit. There hasn't been a missed bond a payment, but there hasn't been enough income from the project to pay operational costs, bond payments, and ground lease rent.
I mean, in the long run, isn't the plan for the township to sell off this project? I mean, they wanted the economic development, they want the taxes. I'm not sure they really want to be the owners of this and sell this to, whomever is a good buyer. Isn't that a strategy?
Right. That is the exit strategy. The bonds can't be retired before 7 years. They're 30-year bonds, and the bond buyers expect to receive interest for at least 7 years. And Mr. Hayward has developed an exit strategy, and I'm sure he hasn't developed it by himself, but he's the one who explained it to me. And they plan to sell the project as quickly as they are able to pay off the bonds early, and that's 2020.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting in the article that you wrote in the newspaper, and it was a long investigative series, I mean, really quite good. The intent from Lansing Township seemed to be that Mike Ide and other developers up there might be interested in this property, but they don't seem quite so sure. Now, whether it's a negotiating tactic or not, doesn't seem like they're particularly interested in picking up these developments.
Well, as Mr. Hayward explained it to me, the two leading prospects for buying the Heights project are Retail Properties of America, who are the owners of Eastwood Town Center, and Mr. Ide. And he believed that Mr. Ide was the more logical and more likely buyer.
Right.
And so I contacted Mr. Ide, and he said he liked his position. He wasn't interested in buying what he said he already owns.
And then you also had another developer. I mean, right? The other companies also don't have any particular interest in this.
I contacted RPAI in their Chicago area offices, and they said that they are buying. Their business is operating shopping centers across the United States, and they are buying, but they've got a plan. And they're active in 10 markets, and Michigan is not one of those 10 markets. And they said they have no interest at this time in buying the Heights at Eastwood.
And after spending all this time looking at this project, I mean, do you have a sense of how it's likely to unfold? I mean, there's a lot of loose ends and assumptions still going into the success of this. Where do you think it goes, or do any sense of where it goes?
I don't know where it goes. I think that's what the township and the DDA boards have to figure out. They could ease the strain if they would lease out the vacant space, commercial and retail space under the parking ramp and under the apartments. If they filled the space, then the project could be mm-hmm. paying its own way. But here we are near the end of 2016, and the retail and commercial space has never been even 30% occupied. That has to change if they're going to keep going in their ownership.
You know, what I found interesting in your series was that when they conceived this project, that there was hardly agreement from the DDA board members on whether this was a good idea or whether it wasn't. And some of the really experienced business leaders on the DDA board were really worried about it. I mean, they were quite cautious, and with their business experience, suggested that perhaps, you know, it was a bit optimistic.
There were experienced business people on the DDA board who thought that the DDA got in too big a rush to commit to long-term debt. And they raised issues such as, what if the retail space doesn't rent? What if there are delays caused by disputes over easements and covenants? Those disputes did arise. They delayed the project by about 9 months. The space hasn't rented. That has created a virtual crisis for it. So it was all foreseen, but the project went ahead anyhow.
Well, we'll have to see how that unfolds and how the township deals with it. I want to switch gears here for a second. And Steve, before he came to Lansing as a reporter, was the editor of the paper in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, weren't you?
I was.
And as we heard on the news today, the serious flooding there, which comes as, I guess, no surprise to you.
Right, and actually, let's set the record straight. I was an editor and reporter at the Cedar Rapids paper. Cedar Rapids experienced a devastating flood in 2008, and they knew they had to do something. I think it was the 500-year flood, and here it comes again. If you're watching the news, you can see that there's a massive sandbag operation, and evacuations have been ordered.
Did you, was there flooding while you were there?
No.
Were the community still trying to deal with deal with flooding issues? I mean, what did they do to try to mitigate the damage?
Mitigating for flooding is an expensive proposition, and the money has to come from somewhere, and there has to be agreement on what's going to change and what areas and neighborhoods are going to be affected.
What's likely to happen there? Any sense? I mean, is this just a perpetual kind of problem for these river communities?
Well, they're going to go, I think, 5 or 6 feet above flood stage, so it's going to happen all over again, and maybe this will be the time that, in response to the flooding of homes and business areas, they will find the money and commit to a preventative approach.
Really going to take probably a serious financial investment by the federal government to make this sort of thing happen.
It would seem so.
Well, it's always odd when you've been in a community that suffers a tragedy like this. I mean, I've found that myself. I mean, it feels so much more real than just a news story. I mean, you probably knew people there and know the neighborhoods and everything has been flooded out.
We were calling our friends in Cedar Rapids yesterday to see how they're doing.
Yeah, and how are they doing?
They're hoping for the best.
Anyway. Hey, that's a sad story, and I appreciate your views on that. We've been talking with Steve Reed. He's the lead Rochdog reporter for the Lansing State Journal, and we earlier talked about developments in Lansing Township and the Eastwood property. Steve, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Mickey.
And we'll talk again to you soon.
Thank you.
Take care.